CliffCentral.com.
All right, George Meany's here. Hooray.
Hey.
George, Gareth, change of subject.
That was fascinating.
It is fascinating. And nobody talks about this stuff. So
no.
I'm proud that we are breaking the barriers and addressing these things because, I mean, it needs to be discussed.
Well, I mean, for full disclosure, I once took a sitz bath. Because I had a constipation problem, and what it caused was a problem in, you know, your think what happened was your rectum kind of like expands too much.
Oh,
or something.
Oh my God, George. Did it give you relief, sitz bath?
It did. It does work.
You didn't know about a sitz bath. I didn't know about a sitz bath until today.
I didn't even know about those heels and positions that you have to be squatting.
See? So. Learn something new every day. Well, here he is. He's in studio with all of us. We're actually all in studio this morning.
I know,
morning.
Right?
Very cool. Simpiwe and George and I are now going to get into some of the stuff that George tells us about every week.
Yes.
And you can find out more about all of this. And sometimes they have really, really interesting episodes, even with guests every other week on the Auto Trader podcast. So don't miss that. New episodes every single week. Mm-hmm. But what do you got for us today?
Parking. So how much does it cost to park in South Africa versus the rest of the world?
Do you think our parking's more expensive?
Well, I think so.
I mean, I know the answer to the question, so...
I think so. We pay far too much for that 1 hour, Gareth. R10.
Okay, so I have two examples of just this week. Last night, I went for a birthday dinner type thing in Sandton at the Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive. R20, I think it was.
How many
for,
hours?
I was only there for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
That's too much.
Then I went to the gym on Thursday, much more of a sort of student area. I was in the gym for maybe 1 hour and 15 minutes, but they give you 2 hours free.
Oh.
So I paid zero on the one hand,
and
on the other hand, R20. And I don't know. There's some places that overcharge because the property is owned usually by, you know, one of these big
Liberty
one of those big companies, and they charge because that's the only income they get besides the rentals.
Yeah,
and they want to punish the consumer. I don't think you should have to pay those high prices.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened in shopping centers over the last 10 years, but there used to be a dual option where you could choose to take free parking, which meant you had to park in the sun most of the time, or you could choose undercover parking, which you had to pay for. I think from what I see, most shopping centers have gone full paid. There's no free option anymore. I mean, Eastgate Shopping Center, I don't think there's free parking. There's booms at the top level parking now.
So in other words, you have no option.
You've got no option. You have to.
And what's irritating about this is obviously some of them have now got a credit card machine for the paying of the parking, but sometimes you have to have cash, which is such a pain in the... We've just been talking about backsides, but yeah, that's a real problem.
So I think it's Liberty, I'm not sure, has implemented this app called Admit, which in many of the shopping centers around Joburg, you don't even have to open your window, take a ticket, nothing. It just bills you. But that is a recipe for increasing parking fees because you won't care. You know, it'll just go off your credit card, but you only see it at the end of the month. So you won't really see the R6 that you go in there for 20 minutes charged or something like that. But
a lot of places will give you the first half hour or hour free.
Yes.
And they should.
Yeah. If you want to just quickly pop in and out, I think that's a good idea.
Why should that cost you a whole bunch of money?
So it turns out that the average parking fees in South Africa are about R23. So your 20 odd wasn't bad. R23 for a 2 hour park.
Annette says, try parking in Sydney, $250.
That's a lot of money.
And then Derek says, Annette, I feel if you are parking in Sydney, she has the right to charge whatever she wants. So let's just be clear. Corona's Boring says, a motorbike equals free parking whenever.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I suppose you could. You just stand the bike somewhere and the booms have gaps, so don't do that.
But how do we compare with the rest of the world?
So we rank 38th on the list of world ranking parking fees by a company called Parkopedia Global Parking Index. There is an actual index.
Yeah.
And they analyze or research 90 million parking spaces across 20,000 cities in 90 countries, and a 2-hour parking cost in South Africa is on average 23 rand, whereas Australia, for instance, which tops the list, 330 rand for 2 hours.
Well, I know, for example, I'm going to the airport now. That's going to cost.
Oh, no, the airport's expensive. Let me tell you a bad story. It was my stupidity, but I went to the airport. It was just after lockdown opened up. Airport AXA Joburg opened up I think it's level 2, to drop and go. So you don't have to go to the top. You can go through level 2, which gives you 30 minutes of free parking to go and pick somebody up. I was doing a business trip. I went and I parked on level 2, which I usually did for the last 10 years. I parked on level 2.
Right.
Because otherwise I'd lose my car. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's you find a place you know.
Yes.
Right.
I parked there.
Right.
I parked on level 2. You know, I'm the kind of person that slides into the airplane when it's about to take off. Yep. I don't like sitting in the airport.
No.
I leave my car there. I go on a business trip for, I think it was 3 days. I come back. 5,000 rand parking.
What?
Ooh, Jesus. Did you fight with them?
Yep.
You're bloody well
better.
I went
down to the parking management. Like, you know.
How many days?
3.
No.
So
5K.
Yeah. So I went down to the parking management and I said to them, no, this can't be. No, but you parked in the short-term parking for picking up passengers. I said, but I've always parked on level 2. Didn't you see the signs? I said, no, I didn't see the signs. Signs were there, so that's why it was my fault. And they wouldn't let me off this, eh?
Please tell me you didn't have to pay that.
I had to pay it.
You're
joking. I could not get my
five
car out.
5,000.
Yep.
George.
Oh, that's so much money.
That's absolutely disgusting.
I sent them an email afterwards. I complained. I did all that stuff.
Well, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of people wouldn't be able to pay that and would end up having to leave their car there. And then what happens? Like, what's the plan after that?
Exactly.
Idiots.
Yeah.
That makes me so angry.
That is an anomaly. But New York parking, 743 rand for 2 hours.
Mm. Yeah, this is steep.
Mm. It's steep. So that's Parkopedia. The next thing is, do you ever eat in your car?
Yeah, a lot of people do. Lots of people do.
I will say this. When I first got my car, the first 2 months, I was like, no one's eating. Mm-hmm. No one's eating. And then one day, you just, like, you're so hungry, that drive-through, and you, and then it was tickets.
So how do you, I look at some people's cars, and it's just an absolute mess inside. You see McDonald's packets.
That's gross.
No, it
smells horrible, too.
Yes, we don't do that. So my gran is banned from eating from my car because she'll leave crumbs and whatnot. So also, there's certain people where you're like, not you, you, I can't.
You're a mess.
Can't. Yes.
Right.
So how do you stop the mess from accumulating in your car? You use this rule called leave no trace. Apparently, this is a thing around the world, this leave no trace. If you Google it, it's actually a thing. People that do camping are road trippers. They use this rule called leave no trace, which is kind of rules that you set for yourself when you get out the car, take the junk out with you.
I like that. I don't love to leave a mess in the car, but sometimes, I mean, you eat. You know what really bothers me is like. The sauces and there's some food you should not eat in a car,
like a pie.
A pie or a burger. You can't eat those things while you're driving. I'm sorry. People think they can, but they inevitably mess on their clothes or mess on the seats or mess on the floor. It's going to be a mess.
So this leave no trace principle also speaks to what you're saying is eat foods that have neutral colors. Which I don't know if it's possible, but how do you eat foods that have neutral colors? So if you eat a hamburger and there's lots of colored sauces and stuff, that's going to cause the biggest mess in your car.
Right.
And the biggest smells in your car.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So there is a real thing called leave no trace. But right. I don't think you need to go that far to keep your car clean, if you ask me.
Okay.
And then VW, you know, every car maker is going on this electric vehicle drive.
Right.
They have made an electric office chair, which let me see if I can I can paste it to you. There we go. They've made an electric office chair.
Okay.
Put this because picture. I don't know if they've got too much time on their hands, but the VW engineers on the commercial side have made this electric office chair, and this thing can do 12 miles per hour. What is that? About 20 kilometers an hour?
Yeah. So this is a thing where you just buy it and then you ride it around on the office floor?
Well, they've only made a one-off, so it's not for sale. So the engineers at VW made this electric office chair, and the thing can do 12 miles per hour, can do 7.4 miles of range, they say that...
Probably not very good at, like, off-road, I'd imagine.
No.
Tiny little wheels.
This is for getting away from your colleagues or, getting to the toilet quickly.
Okay. Getting to the toilet quickly. Yeah, you have bigger problems if you need this. And it's got lights on it.
Oh, it's got lights. You can steer it.
And it's got a seatbelt just in case you fall out at speed. That's ridiculous.
So the engineers at VW obviously have a lot of time on their hands making electric vehicles.
They're having far too much fun at work. Like, what?
Okay.
And then finally, a very interesting thing, Hyundai. So, let me explain.
Nobody's ever said that line. A very interesting thing. Hyundai.
Hyundai. Yeah. Hyundai, the car maker. Right. So, seatbelts. Seatbelts have an inherent problem in that the waist strap or mm-hmm. The strap around your waist has to or supposed to be around your hips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's where it restrains you. And then there's this phenomenon called submarine, where the strap moves up into your stomach area.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Rectum submarine. So it moves into your stomach area. Apparently, if you have a car accident with the lap strap, that's what it's called, lap strap around your stomach, can cause internal organ damage.
Ooh. Your bangani, your...
Mm. So make sure that the seatbelt, if you've got a big tummy, you've got no problem because it can't come up over your...
Okay. So if you've got a boop.
A boop.
You're okay.
You're okay. So underneath, over your hips. But the thing is, because of this submarining problem, Hyundai has done research and they've now decided to make a crotch airbag.
What?
Really?
Yes.
All right.
It's a real thing because all airbags right now in cars, which are mandatory, the front airbags are mandatory in all cars.
Mm-hmm.
The front airbag protects your head. The side airbags protect your head. So now they've realized that there is actually a problem with your torso moving forward in a car accident.
Yeah.
So how do you stop that? With a seatbelt moving into the submarining area, causing internal organ damage, crotch airbag.
Okay, well... You've taught me another thing. Sure. We thought we'd learnt a lot about the sit spot. Now we know about a crutch airbag as well. Listen, if you haven't learned stuff from this morning, you weren't listening.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a good weekend. Have an excellent Friday. We will see you on Monday, 6 a.m., bright and early. Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye. CliffCentral.com